All right, welcome back to another episode of It's Okay to Feel. I'm your host, Craig. With me, as always, Steve.
His sidekick.
And today we got a special guest. We got Cameron here. He is the walk manager for our NAMI Walks 2020. He's on just to give us...
Actually, 2022.
22, yeah.
But I don't want to be picky.
Thanks. He's going to give us some more information about the walk and how it's going and the theme of it and what we got looking forward to. So let me hand it off to you, Cam.
Hi there. Yeah, it's good to be here. And speaking about the walk, it is a huge deal. It is our biggest fundraiser for NAMI Orange County. And for those who don't know, it helps to fund all the programs we have, from the family to family to these podcasts, to getting people the help they need, especially just to raise that awareness for mental health. The biggest thing is letting people and basically give themselves permission to talk about it, which in turn gets them that help they need. So the event itself is on November 19th, 2022 at Angel Stadium. If people don't know where that is, you can do a quick Google search and I'm sure you'll find it. And it'll be starting at 9 o'clock, but all the registration starts at 7 a.m. And then there's the program going on. We have speakers, but we also have a band called Flashback Heart Attack, and they're an 80s cover band. They are super great. I've seen them quite a few times. They're very good at what they do, and especially if you like 80s music, which a lot of people do, then it's fun just to hang out, even just for the music.
So what's the theme this year, and how did you come up with it?
Sorry, can you repeat that? It cut out.
Yeah, what's the theme this year and how'd you come up with it?
So the theme is life is a highway and keep moving. So as I was starting this whole task, I was told to come up with a theme. And the only thing that was in my brain was life is a highway, that song that they played in Cars. But it is true to form where life is a highway. And if you don't keep moving, you're going to get run over. So turn, go forward, left, right, whatever, but you got to keep moving in life. If you don't keep moving, you just stagnate and you're not getting better. You're not getting anything. And you don't want yourself to atrophy. So you just keep moving forward. That's all about the walk also. The walk kind of signifies, hey, we're all moving forward together. And a significant part of this event is that NAMI as a national group is releasing a book called You Are Not Alone. And they're going to be selling at the event, as well as having some of the participants in the book be there to participate in the event and do the walk and be able to talk to people. But also, they're really trying to get the word out there as far as the whole you are not alone. And that has to do with whether it's addiction, whether it's PTSD, whether it's depression. Usually people that have all these things feel like they're the most alone on earth. And The biggest goal of NAMI Orange County and NAMI as a whole is to tell people, no, you're not alone. There's help. There's people out there that they're not going through your exact experience, but they are sure going through it themselves. And so this whole walk is a great way of raising that awareness and getting people, even if it's not them themselves, if it's their family member that's trying to get their loved one help, it gets them to talk about it and find the resources, which NAMI Orange County, of course, that is what they exist for, is to get those resources to people.
So it's kind of a dual purpose. Number one, it's we need to keep moving forward. And number two, we need to keep moving forward together.
Exactly. It's the together part. Keep talking about it. Keep telling people what's happening. Because the best way is when you're talking to a group in group settings, there's someone else who's had a similar situation that might be able to help you in some way, or might be able to have an idea in some way.
And if nothing else, just might be able to support you on your journey.
Exactly. And that's the whole key, is feeling that you are supported. And of course, again, back to the book, that you are not alone.
And for those of you that don't know, You Are Not Alone has made the bestseller list.
Oh, wow.
And that's all of exciting. The money raised, generated by the sales of the book, goes directly to NAMI. The gentleman that wrote the book is a psychiatrist named Dr. Ken Duckworth, has been the chief medical officer for NAMI for about 17 years. And I have read the book, and it's very informative and feels very much like the family-to-family curriculum. I think he interviews about 140 different people telling their story about mental illness. And then there's quite a significant section of the book where he will give you, or he lists a particular diagnosis, and then he'll tell you what the research says about what are the most effective ways to treat that particular diagnosis. But the book is well written, and I in my family-to-family class that I'm currently teaching, my guess is a half a dozen of the people have read the book and all thought it was very worthwhile and productive.
Do they have an audio version yet?
No. Not well, I don't know that. I don't know.
We always have good memories of the walk. I think we've been going for 15 years now.
16, I believe.
16 years. And it always amazes me the amount of sense of community while we're there. You know, everybody's laughing, having a good time, connecting with each other. You know, a lot of these, you know, the core concept is you get a team together of people together, and you raise money within your team, and you wear, you know, matching shirts or matching outfits. Then you come all out and walk together. And it's nice when you get to the walk day and you see all these different teams all, you know, co-mingling and meeting each other. And it's always a happy environment to be part of.
And we are better together.
Most definitely. I think the biggest thing about all this with mental health, you know, especially in regards to what we see every day, you know, when I was growing up, I was told that if someone was homeless and asking for money, that they were just a bum. And yep. I truly believe that. And, you know, now I've been more learned and I've seen more of society. I've been involved. And no, there are some serious mental issues, but because they look okay, they look available to work, then they just don't want to. Well, that's not true in any case. And so there's a lot of beliefs out there that are just not right. And another reason for this raising awareness that I really want to push is that, you know, the people that are out there, the addicts, the homeless, the people that are really affected by these emotional core issues, it is not something that they choose.
Right.
There's no way anyone would choose that.
Right. And they are all God's children.
Right. And so, you know, like me, I was bullied in high school, grade school, but I didn't choose that. It's not what I wanted, you know, but because I was a little different or whatever, I was a little weird, who knows. But, you know, the same thing, it's kind of like society bullying these people.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so if they know that it's not just something that they chose to do, which no one would choose to do that, it's something that is inherently an illness.
Right.
You know, if my arm was broken, you can say, hey, your arm's broken. Well, take it easy, man. Well, yeah. But this is inside the brain. And
yeah,
so,
you look fine.
Yeah, you look fine. You're smiling. You must be fine.
Which is good. You know, this is why we have the walk too, is because, you know, how do you reach the people, you know, that look fine or think they're fine, or, you know, but they have a diagnosable mental illness, but they've never sought help, you know, and they're not willing to go to a therapist or a doctor yet, but, you know, they might be able to be willing to come to a walk with you. And, you know, and then they meet people around you that, or see the support or see some people that, you know, they can relate with, and then it sparks some kind of you know, switch inside them that's like, oh, wait, I can, you know, I can get better or I can feel different. That's one of the great things about the walk too.
Yeah, I think that's the whole key is, you know, if it's just addicts hanging around together, they reinforce their beliefs that this is their lot in life.
Right.
You know, but if they're able to see, hey, these groups over here, they were addicts, but they're not anymore. And they're actually enjoying life. They actually enjoy who they are as a person. And so, yeah, that's the key is to get, you know, yeah, tell someone who doesn't want help because they're too mentally ill to know they need help. Tell someone that they need to get help.
Well, that was a huge key for me getting sober. Once I saw people that were, you know, sober for multiple years that were enjoying themselves and happy and had love in their life, I was like, wait a second. How do I get a piece of that? What do you mean?
Right.
Like, I don't have to live this way anymore. This is crazy. So what, where can they find more information about the walk?
So the walk itself, the best place to go is at namiwalks.org. That's namioc.org/Orange County. And from there, they can get all the information, the location, there's no cost for someone to join. However, we really highly encourage if you're working for a company to set up a team for that company, or if you're going to school, can you set up a team through.
Can you touch more on about the teams?
Oh yeah. Well, the teams are the biggest thing for this because, you know, they help raise a little money. A lot of times the teams, well, some teams raise a lot, but some teams raise maybe $100, $200, but that's great. That's $100 to $200 that pays for a program. And so every little bit helps. And when you add it all together from one whole team, it's not a little bit anymore. And so when someone at work, let's say we'll talk about, there's a group from Chapman University students, and they decided to put together a team. And, you know, they have 10 people going in, they've each given $10. Well, you know, that's $100 right there. But then someone else did a Facebook campaign through the website. It's through the namiwalks.org website, but then they connected it to their Facebook, and it grabbed more people that aren't walking. However, they want to support this person.
Right.
So all these little things that connect puts together on this team that to where they could raise even a couple hundred more without doing a whole lot of extra work, just putting that word out there. And again, it's twofold. Not only are you asking for money, but it's creating more avenues of awareness for mental health.
But again, to reemphasize, it doesn't matter whether they've made a contribution at all. They are welcome at the walk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because people just showing
even,
up.
Yeah, you can even come day of walk, right? You don't even have to register anything. I mean, it's better if you do register, of course. And
yeah, in the long run, it's better to register, definitely. And if you do bring money, you kind of do have to register, but it takes like 5 minutes. It's not too much. But there is no cost at all. If you just want to come and be present, there's no cost, and it's very.
And that includes parking. Parking is free.
Yeah,
that includes parking. Yeah. Angel Stadium parking at that. So there's plenty of it.
Going on the field this year?
Yeah.
So you get to walk through the field too for the walk.
You walk through the stadium itself and circle around to where you see the higher parts of the field, and then they circle you around down to the field itself. And so you're walking on the dirt path, but then they have the Jumbotron playing stuff and showing videos and, you know, information that's pretty much just poignant to NAMI Orange County and what we do.
Awesome. Cool. And then we'll have all the details in the show notes for you guys, so you can find the website. And if you have any questions, you guys know the email. You can always email me and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Anything else from you, Cam?
Well, right now we're kind of low on those participants. So really trying to encourage people to get those teams together. It just takes a little bit of extra work to put a flyer out and say, hey, please join my team. Right. And it's very easy to go to the website, the namiwalks.org/Orange County, and you click register now. And then you're registering as an individual or as a team. And if you do the team, then you can very easily send that out to people to just kind of join up. Once they join up, it's a little easier for them to say, oh yeah, I can give a few bucks. But then it also raises numbers that we get more people to come to the event. And so right now we're really pushing to get those teams and participation levels up.
Right. And it's not, you know, difficult. It's, you know, just putting yourself out there, either at work or at church or some kind of community that you have that you've never spoke up about it. But, you know, this year it's going to be 1 in 5 people are going to be diagnosed with a mental illness. So
if 1 in 5 will have a diagnosable mental illness.
So that means, you know, if there's 20 people at your job, 4 of those people could, you know, benefit from going to the walk, but you'll never know unless, you know, you're the one to speak up and kind of reach out, and you never know who's going to, you know, reach back and join and want to be a part of it and, you know, gain something that they'll have for the rest of their life.
Yeah. Someone has to ask. Someone has
to. So we'll see you at the walk. Everyone is welcome.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Cam, for being on with us.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, guys. And then we'll hear from you in the next couple of weeks. Look out for the walk, sign up for your teams, and thanks for listening.